जसा ही पुरुष चेहा विष्णु पादोपस्थापना
विष्णु
पादोपस्थापना देश
सर्वभूतानां
देश सर्वभूतानां प्रिय आत्मेश्वर सुरे
प्रिय
आत्मेश्वर सुरे
प्रिय आत्मेश्वर.
Translation. In this human form of life, there is a chance to go back to home, back to Godhead. Therefore, every living entity, especially in this human form of life, must be engaged in devotional service. This devotional service is natural because Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Master of the Soul, the Super Soul, is the most beloved being of all other living beings.
When the deity door is open,
Why?
No,
I think.
So why are you all waiting?
No.
My consciousness is not there. We can see later on.
Yeah.
But in time, the duty door must be open.
We can see spiritual now.
Yeah. You can go after finishing an offering. Yes. You know, but the duty must be open.
Yes,
now. Yatahi purushasya iha Vishnu padopasarpanam yadesha sarvabhutanam priya atme sarasthi. This is called sambandha jnana. There are three things, sambandha, avidhya and prayer. Sambandha means, first of all, we have to establish what is our relationship with God. This is called sambandha jnana. Any Vedic literature, it is dealing with three things, sambandha, avidya and prayer. Everywhere in our relationship with mundane world, you are American. American means sambandha, the relationship. You have got intimate relationship with the country known as America. This is called sambandha. Unless you know what is your relationship with America, there is no prospect of fighting for anything, because the relationship is there. Similarly, in any country, this is of course artificial, man-made sambandha, external. But the principle to know, first of all, our relationship, then act accordingly, and then the purpose for which we establish relationship, that is, after a businessman, he enters into business contract with another businessman. The agreement is there that we shall transact business as purchaser or seller, as agent or as principal. This is called sambandha. If we do not know What is our sambandha, relationship with God? Then why one should be interested to worship God? There is no question. Therefore, sambandha jnana is the first principle to understand. Sambandha jnana, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, what is the position between the living entities and the Supreme Lord? In the Vedas, it is stated, Nitya Nityanam, Chetana Chetananam, Eko Bahunam, Vidhati Kaman. We are related with God because He is the chief leader. Nitya Nityana. We are all Nityas. It's eternal. And He is the chief eternal. From eternal, chief eternal, the small eternal come. Just like the sun is the big illumination. And the sunshine is coming from the sun, a small bright particles. It is also individual. But because it is atomic molecules, we cannot see differently. We see simply the unit. But it is combination of bright particles, the sunshine. In this way, Nitya Nityana, Krishna is the big, bright subject, and we are small particles coming from Krishna. Mamayivāṁsu jīva-bhūtam. It is particularly, we are connected, just like the sun and the sunshine is particularly connected. Similarly, we are also partially connected. Take it anyway. Krishna, Vishnu, the Supreme Father, and we are all sons. Sarvajoni sukauntriya sambhavanti muttayaja tasang mahajjanibram ahama bhīrapadu. He is the Supreme Father. But as the Father and the sons are related, eternal, we cannot be separated. There may be misunderstanding between the father and the son. But the son is always the son, and the father is always the father. That cannot be separated. So our present material condition of life means that we are forgotten of our relationship with God. This is awesome. Therefore, people are, some of them are agnostic, some of them are atheist, some of them are this, that, some of them. They want to forget God. They are already forgotten. And on account of their forgetfulness, their condition by nature, the father wants the sons may come back. And the sons have forgotten the father. Therefore, the father comes as incarnation. Jada jada hi dharma sagrani bhavati dhar. Tadātmānam sujāmaham. Why Krishna comes? Not only he comes, he senses so many incarnations. Some of them are samsa, some of them are vibhinnansa. Everyone is coming here to canvas, to get back the sons back to home, back to God. In different countries, in different atmospheres, the business is going to re-establish the lost or forgotten relationship with God. This is very So, here, Prahlad Maharaj recommended in the first verse, Kumaranathari Prado Dharman Bhagavatamya. From the very beginning of childhood, one should be trained up to act according to the Bhagavad Dharma. That is real life. But instead of Bhagavad Dharma, we have created so many false dharma. So many. That is our mistake. Real dharma is Bhagavad Dharma. Relationship with God. You may call it Bhagavad Dharma or the occupational duty in relationship with God. That is compulsory. You cannot say that I do not need it. No. That is compulsory. If you are not in Bhagavad Dharma, then you are misled. That is described dharma prujita koitavasa. Where there is no question of to understand the relationship with God, that kind of religious system is bogus and cheating. Dharmanta sāsāt bhagavat pranita. This is the purpose. Therefore it is said, that why Bhagavad dharma should be learned or one should be trained up in Bhagavad dharma? Because yatāhi purusatva of all lineages, purusatva iha Vishnu Pada Upasatpana. Vishnu Pada Upasatpana means the same thing as you say, back to home, back to God. Vishnu is the original Lord or our Father. We have expanded Mamai Vansa Jiva Bhuta. Every living entity is part and parcel of Vishnu. And they are separated, not separated, but given freedom to serve Vishnu. To serve does not mean no freedom. It is not dull stone. Every living being, just like you are trying to serve the cause of Krishna consciousness, it does not mean that you have no freedom, you are like stone. No, you have freedom. But you are utilizing the freedom how to render best service to Krishna. That's freedom. You must have freedom, otherwise it is a dull stone. You have constructed this temple with freedom, that the temple should be constructed in this pattern, in this pattern, it should be decorated like this. So it is freedom. But that freedom is not misused. It is used for the service. How best service you can render? This is the proper use of freedom. And when you misuse the freedom, then it is maya. That is called maya. Therefore, our freedom should be how to become fully engaged in loving service of the Lord. Vishnu Pādu Prasasvanam. Yatāhi Purushasvaiha Vishnu Pādu Prasasvanam. Why is still Father explained, Yadesha Sarvabhūtānām Priya. Vishnu is very dear to us. Same example, father and the son. The son is dear to father and the father is dear to the son. At least so long the child is not grown up to rebel against the father and mother. Just like the small child lying down on the lap of the mother, he does not know anything except mother. So as soon as mother is not there, it begins to cry. Because very, very dear. Mother is very dear. Similarly, the child is also very dear to the mother. This is natural relationship. So, we being part and parcel, what is this child? A part and parcel of the mother. From very small body, the child has grown. That means the mother has given the body of the child. That was his part and parcel. What is child? From the mother's body, it has developed and then it comes out and develops again, go on. So, yadesha sarvabhutanam kriya. Therefore, child, because part and parcel, therefore, the child is very dear to the mother and the mother is very dear to the child. Kriya. Kriya means very, very dear. But similarly, our relationship with Vishnu is very, very intimate, very, very dear. It is not ordinary relationship. That is the English. You cannot give up your very dear friend, very dear father, mother, or servant. There are so many relationships. Santo, Dasa, Sakta, Vatsala, Madhubya. In different relationships, Krishna is very dear to us, and we are also very dear. You have seen the Krishna scripture. He is petting the small deer. The animal or man, everyone is dear to him. And for animal or man or everyone, Krishna is very dear. This is our relationship. So this artificial way of life, forgetting our relationship with Krishna, is condemned. Rati bilu sata gatim hi Vishnu. Durasayadi Vahiratamana. Here in this material world, it is a struggle for existence. Mana Shashani Indriyani Pratisthani Parasati. Simply struggle to become happy. Why this struggle? Because they have forgotten that Vishnu is or Krishna is very, very dear to him. He, instead of accepting Vishnu as very dear to him, he is accepting the Maya as very dear to him. This is the cause. Therefore, he is not happy. Therefore, the struggle for existence. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says that Jatirasa Sarvabhutanam, Sarvabhutanam. Not that Krishna is very dear only to the human being. No. Sarvabhuta. Because the relationship is very thick and thin. So Krishna is also very dear to every living entity. We have forgotten. Just like the master and the servant. Crude example. The dog. The dog loves the master because he knows the master gives me to eat. He feels obliged. The master takes care of the dog and the dog is very much anxious to serve the master. Similarly, ekato bahunam vidudati tama. Why our relationship is with? Because Krishna is supplying all the needs of life. Ekaju, Bhunam, Vidudas, we require so many things. But who is supplying? Supplying Krishna. Krishna is supplying food to the small ant, and Krishna is supplying food to the big elephant. unless Krishna supplies, there is no good. If Krishna does not supply, if there is no production for your subsistence, then how will you live? So eko jo bahunam vidudati kama. Therefore, our relationship is very intimate, not only mine, but everyone, every living entity. Jadesha sarvabhutanam, priya, atmesha. Atmesha, atma, self. Say, everyone's self means himself, the spirit soul, is very, very dear. Just like if there is some danger, immediately, then we shall leave this place immediately and try to save our body from the danger. Why you are trying to save your body? Because it is very dear to me. Why it is so dear? Because I am living within this body. So, I love my body because I am living within the body. Anywhere you take, you love your house, love your home. Why? Because you are living there. So you are loving yourself. Then, why you are loving yourself? What is the source of yourself? The Vishnu, Krishna, Omayivam, Tadivu. So ultimately I love God. But there are so many impediments, I have forgotten. I am thinking sometimes to love my body, my mind, less. But real love is because I am still a soul. Therefore I love myself. And why I love myself? Because it is part and parcel of Vishnu. Therefore ultimately you love Vishnu. But we have forgotten. In relationship with Vishnu, well, learn to love, not love, that is our lust. Real love is Vishnu. Because by nature there is love. Just like the child, it loves the mother. And in the absence of the mother, he cries. And when the mother comes, he becomes satisfied. But our real love is for Krishna. But that you have forgotten. And you are offered, why you are trying to take this, you take this, you take this. No. Nothing is satisfied us. Unless we again come back to love our original source of life. Just like Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj was thinking of becoming happy by getting a great kingdom. And ultimately, when he met the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he found the object of love. He said, Shamim Kitakosmi Varangana Jaj. No, I don't want any. I am Gautama. I will have seen you. Jangalam Bhata Parangalabhang Mannate Yanadhikam Kataha. If you get Krishna, Krishna and Vishnu, the same, then you become satisfied. Otherwise, there is no possibility of satisfaction. That is not. Simply, when you get Krishna, Krishna and Krishna's service is the same. It is not Mayava. That we get Krishna and we become one with him. Then, that is not satisfaction. That is not satisfaction. When Bhagavana saw Vishnu, he did not say, now, let me become one with you. No. He said, Swami, Kṛtātvokmi, Parangmāsa. There is Swami, Master. And the servant is feeling full satisfaction by seeing the master. This is the ultimate. Not that stop all this. Not that the child is crying and saying to the mother, "Mother, you push me within your belly, will become one." No, it is crying for the love exchange of mother. "Mother, give me your breast milk, I will be satisfied." So, there is no question of oneness. This oneness is all. There must be separate existence. Then there is satisfaction. A friend loves his friend, and the other friend exchanges love, there is satisfaction. Not that you are my friend and I am your friend, let us become one. That is not possible, and that is not satisfaction. Therefore, those who are mayavadis, to become one with the Supreme, they do not know what is satisfaction really. Artificially, they try to become one. That is not satisfaction. Jannenga vindaka vimukta manina tayyasya bhavad avishuddha buddhi. The mayavadi thinks that now I have realized Brahma, I am Brahma, spirit soul. So, I will become one with the Supreme Spirit Soul as soon as this body is finished. Vatakas, patakas, it is said. But that is not real satisfaction. Jannenga vimukta manina. They say, now I am liberated. I am one with the Supreme. But actually, he is artificially thinking that Jannenga vindaka vimukta manina tai asya bhava avishuddha buddha, because they have no right information how to become satisfied fully. Therefore they are avishuddha buddha. Their intelligence is not yet pure, it is impure, again material. Arishakshema param padana tathaha patanti adha anajitis madanga. Therefore you find the Mahavadi confesses, become again to serve humanity, to serve animals, to serve this, that, country, society, this mark. The Abhishuddha Buddha, he could not stay in the exalted force of being servitor and the serf, the Supreme Lord is such, and you are servant, because he could not get to that position. Therefore my position is to serve. I did not like to serve Krishna, I wanted to become one with him. Therefore my position is not clear. Therefore, instead of serving Krishna, I come to come back again to serve humanity, community, nation, and so on, so on. The service cannot be rejected. But because avishuddha buddha, not properly trained up, still he is unclean state of mind, in his love, serving Krishna, because he is hankering after giving service, but being niyaka, nirvishesh, without Krishna, then where he is served? The serving spirit, how it will be to life? Therefore they come back again. Country, society, once a giver, Brahma Sattva Javan Mithya. These are all mithya. But they do not know that actually giving service is real blissful life. That they do not know. Arucha kuchena parana patana tata patanti adha. There is a fall down. Again material activities. So these things happen on account of not clear conception of life. That is called as power. Therefore, the clear conception of life, how to serve God, Krishna, that is called dharma dharma. This should be taught to the children. Otherwise, when he is engaged in so many nonsense things, it will be very difficult to drag him from this false engagement and again establish him to the Krishna service. So when we are children, they are not polluted, we should be trained up in Bhagavad Dharma. That is called Dharma Maharaj, subject matter. Kaumara Asare Prajna Dharmana Bhagavatanya Dura Bhagavat. We are serving. The birds are serving. They are not small, kiddy children. They are picking up food and watching very hard and bringing it in the mouth. And the small kiddies, they are chanting, Mother, Mother, give me, and he's very service. There is a don't thing that anyone is without service. Everyone is. A man is working hard day and night. Huh? Why? To give service to the family, to the children, to the wife. Service is going on. But he does not know where to give service. Therefore Krishna says, Sarvadharman Paritrajya Mami Tang. Give me service. Give me service. This is Priyadana. Bhagavata. Thank you very much.